What are we supposed to do when things go wrong? I don't know, things go wrong in my life. Do they go wrong in your lives? It's not just me. Sometimes they go really wrong. Sometimes they're intensely wrong. Other times the intensity may be not so, but the reality is that things go a different way. Things happen that aren't easy. And what are we supposed to do when that happens? I just had the chance to visit one of my brothers, who I haven't seen for a little bit of time. It was just great being together. And we had the chance to talk a little bit about Dad, whose death will be 4 years here shortly. And my brother was recounting how a time when he was with Dad. And my brother is very, very smart and very analytical, an engineer by degree and training. And he simply asked my dad, do you ever think and calculate what percentage of your adult life you've spent in a hospital? I told you, he's really smart and analytical. And my dad said to him, I don't have time to think about that stuff. That the life that I have to live is extra time. My dad is a 4-time cancer survivor. And if you tally the days, my brother says he spent over two years in a hospital, actually. Myriad of problems, lots of suffering and difficulties. But he wasn't one to allow those problems and what goes wrong to define his life. We have this gospel, and things have gone really wrong in the lives of these two disciples. In fact, they're so wrong that they're heading away from Jerusalem, from the very place where God has revealed his presence and his power in the person of Jesus, in his life, his suffering, his death, and resurrection. Even with some really wild reports that Jesus may be alive, they're hightailing it out of town. Jerusalem is in the rearview mirror. Their hopes have been dashed, and they're airmailing it in. We're done, is what they're saying. And Jesus appears. Now, if this was a movie, we would recognize the figure of Jesus. He's right there. And some of us might even blurt out, there he is. But they don't recognize him. In fact, Luke tells us that something prevented them from recognizing him. Some of the commentators will rush to maybe the resurrected Lord somehow appearing differently. I think it's silly and wrong. I don't think it's Jesus' disfigurement that creates the confusion. I think the issue lies with them and with me. That when things go wrong, I become the focus of everything. And suddenly I'm not able to see some things that are right there about me, including God. In other words, as they're hightailing it out of towns, they're staring at the tops of their shoes. And he's there, but they're not willing to look up from their self-absorption. I'd like to suggest some very practical steps that we might apply in our daily living when things go wrong. Step one, let go of your desire to understand why this happened. How much time can be spent saying why, or why me? And it consumes us before we realize it. In fact, as I let go of my desire to understand everything, I suddenly begin to act out of my belief that God is loving and God is kind. That I try to turn away from the problem and turn toward God. That the problem, difficulty, suffering itself becomes the occasion, not for self-absorption, but for discovery of God in the very difficulty that I'm experiencing. Another step, let go of having expectations of a life free of problems. I mean, I have to say this. Who am I to think somehow I'm exempt from difficulties, right? But I do this. I do this. I say, well, I'm baptized and I'm a Christian, or I go to church, or I got the sacraments, or I'm really a nice guy, or I do nice things. Who am I to think that somehow those difficulties aren't going to be a part of my life? And if I can let go of those expectations of a life free of difficulties because I deserve it somehow, all of a sudden I become more accepting of the situation. And the difficulties and problems themselves, they own me less. Step three, praise God and simply acknowledge that God is going to bring something good out of this. I don't know what exactly he's going to do. I don't know when he's going to do it, but he will be true to his word, and he has promised that goodness comes out of all things, including difficulties themselves. And I'm going to grasp that promise of God. I'm going to let God be God instead of trying to replace God with myself. And then step four, when I don't see these changes in my situation, I remain constant in praising God for his goodness, knowing it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it's there to be recognized and experienced. Yeah, I find it really difficult sometimes dealing with things when they go wrong. It's hard. It's a struggle. I need help to do this. I need regular help to do this. And one of the ways that has been very helpful for me while I've been here with you at Little Flower has actually been through a group of people called the Pastoral Council. The Pastoral Council is designed for one reason, to be of assistance to the pastor to make sure that what we're about is pleasing to God so that the pastor doesn't go rogue. But it's not a board of trustees. It's a community of faith. I told you I need the help. Yeah. And the Pastoral Council here, it's kind of uniquely designed. I have yet to talk to another pastor who does anything quite like we do it here, but it's to help me, and I know how much help I need. Other guys are further along the way. They don't need the kind of help I need. But I need to be with a trusted group of people who help me as priest and pastor, as Christian man, to have a proper perspective in the midst of the difficulties that just simply are part of life, and that we collectively, as a small community of faith or a small church, the Pastoral Council, that we also can be prayerfully and thoughtfully considering those challenges that we face as a larger community and opportunities that seemingly are presented before us. Are they of God or are they of not? So that we kind of know how we should be heading. And the current Pastoral Council is nearing the end of their term, and I have invited them at the weekend masses, members of the Pastoral Council, simply to express thanks and to share a little bit of this process of transition and to encourage you to prayerfully and thoughtfully to consider either yourself or others who might really be committed to seeing God in the midst of challenges and difficulties and growing in their understanding and practice of the faith, who might really not only serve me well, but serve us well. And I believe that Lynn is here and Marianne, and if you would kindly come forward as our Pastoral Council members and Pastoral Council facilitator.
Good morning, parish family. My name is Lynn Nedrow. This is Marianne Hassan. Father Dave, I'm delighted that we've had a role in keeping you on the straight and narrow for the last couple of years and giving you the support that you need. That's great to hear. You're welcome. The Pastoral Council is comprised of parishioners working directly with Father Dave to promote our spiritual mission and vision. Our two-year term is ending, and we are grateful for having received the privilege of representing you. Thank you. We are also here to ask for your help in forming the next two-year Pastoral Council. Together with Father Dave, Pastoral Council members aim to create a small church community. Monthly meetings include substantial time for prayer and meaningful conversations designed to deepen understanding and practice of our Catholic faith. And keeping our spiritual mission before us, we also discuss important parish events, concerns, and opportunities. For your convenience, nomination forms are in the pews. If you would kindly share them now. You may nominate yourself or other parishioners and place your completed nomination form in the collection basket. Completed nomination forms also may be delivered to the parish office this week or placed in the collection basket during Mass next weekend.
Everyone who is nominated, every parishioner, will be contacted and invited to participate in a special gathering on Wednesday, May 24th. And this meeting will give those parishioners that are nominated the chance to talk to other Pastoral Council members and really get a chance to determine what it's about and if it's a good fit. After this meeting, the current Pastoral Council members will carefully and prayerfully review all of the accepted nominations to make sure that their recommendations to Father Dave truly represent the entire parish. The new Pastoral Council members will be appointed by Father Dave in early June. Lynn and I will be in the narthex after Mass to answer any questions that you may have. You still may be curious as to what we really do, and we really do keep Father Dave from going broke. But we do spend a lot of time in prayer so that as things are presented to the parish, we can make the best decisions on behalf of the parishioners at Little Flower. So again, thank you for your openness to serve the parish in this way. Please join me in entrusting this process through the mediation of the Mother of God and our Mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you.